Vayter in Shas. We are in Shavua Staff Yud Ches. Picking up on Yuzan Mubez by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Yitmar. Okay, now we were speaking about the idea of, we ended off the concept of Nida, and now we're going to discuss how many Chattas is one is going to be Chayiv in the case of the Nida that we said. Itmar. Abai Amar Mishmeid Rabbi Chiya Barav. Chayiv. Shtayim. This is talking about, says Rashi, a porish min a nida b'kishoy. Someone who separates himself from a nida when he's kishoy. Yesh lo kishoy. V'chein amar Rav amar Rav Shmuel bar Shva amar Rav Huna. Chayiv shtayim is going to be chayiv for two. Chada a kenisa, one for going in. V'chada a prisha, and one for coming out. Says the Gemara, havi ba Rava. Rava asked a question about this. B'mai. Now, what case are you going to say that one's going to be chayiv two chatos? Ilema samach levesta, if you want to say this happened close to the vesta, the time when she's supposed to get her cycle, rashes, sheino onus al kinisaso, the havle lasuke adaite, shematira vishas tashmish. It's not like he's like, oh, I had no idea, it's not called onus, because he should have thought maybe she's going to see her, she's going to see dam. But he's not considered amazing either because, you know, it didn't seem that that was the case. Ubeman. Then, who are we dealing with? You want to say it's close to the Vesis, so who are you dealing with? We're going to say we're talking about a Talmud Chacham. Rashi says, Sheodea, Shemeshamesh, Shemetahura, V'amrlo, Timesi, Tzarech Lahamtin, Achi Yama Sefer. That is, he should know that at the time he's having Tashmish, that if she said that she saw Dam, but she felt, whatever it is that it came, that he should just stay still in order for the Aver to die and then pull out the Yana. Bishlama Kenisa L'chayev. Okay, we understand why you'd be chayev for Kenisa, but Kasavir Yecholani Livo. Because he thought he's able to do a full Tashmish and pull out before this happened. Rashi says, V'lifrosh Kodim Shatira. Therefore, it's not considered amazed over here, but it's also not considered an onus, because he should have known that this was around the time that it could have happened. Ela Prisha Mael Chayev. Why should he Chayev for Prisha? Second one, Mazed who? In such a case, he's called Mazed because he knows this over here, therefore he has to wait for it to the Aver to die before he pulls out. If he pulls out before that, then what happens then is considered mazed and there's no carbon. Beep, turn the page. Yud Chesem and Alf. Ve'im be'aretz. And if you're talking about over here, this is a person who's an Ama Aretz, who doesn't know that it's usher to pull out right away. Rashi Shu Shogig al Shtayin, thinks it's a Shog on both. And Idi V'idi Achol Shnei Zisei Chelev Behelem Echad Hu. Both the going in and the going out should be considered like a case of someone who ate two Zesei to Zesim of Chelef, which is Asr to eat, Behelem Echadu, and one forgetting state, in which case it should be only Chayiv one. This is only one state of forgetting. If somebody ate Chelef, they didn't realize it was Chelef, and then they had a second Zayas, and third Zayas, and fourth. You only Chayiv for one, Rashi says. What is that second line? Shelo noda lo bin zeh lezeh. You know between those. Zeno Chayiv el achas. Av zeh lo noda lo bin kinis el aprisha shechata. Kesha'amr lo nitmesi. He didn't learn that he was separate from the wives and was close to the vessels. It's not called onus, it's called shogig. Since he didn't learn, it's considered like he didn't know, being kinisa laprisha, between the two of them, shechet shechata, v'havalei ba'al nida shtei be'ilus behalem echad. Therefore, he should be chayv only one. What is it, tamachacham or tamaharetz? So Gemara says, V'ela, maybe the answer is because we're dealing with the case of B'she'in Samal Chavesa. It wasn't close to the Vesas. Rashi says, V'zeh Onus HaLekinisahu, Shelo HaYelo Alos Bedaito. It never should have come up in his mind. Back in the Gemara, Ubeman, who we're dealing with, Ilim Rebetam Rechachem, he's saying Samal Chacham, V'lo Chadil Mechav, he's not going to be Chadil even one, because he'll stop and wait till he didn't know in the first place called Onus, not near the Vesta. And when he realizes it, when she tells him, he'll stay still until the Aver dies, he'll come out, there'll be nothing. Akinisa Anus, Aprisha Mazit, right? If he pulls out during that time, then what happens? He's considered a Mazit, and therefore you're not chayav for that. Iva Amaretz, talking with Amaretz, then Mechadahu de Mechayev, Aprisha, he's only Mechayev on the Prisha. He's not going to be chayav for going in because, you know, he didn't know what's going on over there, right? It wasn't next to the Vestas, and he's not a Hamachacham, but he's going to be chayav for pulling out, because once he understood that she's a Nida, he should have waited to pull it out, and that's not beyond his control. The reason he didn't do that was only because of his unawareness of this Chiyav to pull that out. Therefore, This is not considered an onus, but rather it's called a shoging, and therefore he's going to be chayav. But still, it's only one. It says Gemara, Hadar Amar Rav. Then Rav said, Li'ol Masamach Vesa. No, really, we're talking about a case when it's at the time of the Vesa. So, Utam Chacham. Vitam Chacham, Lazu, Vin Tam Chacham. We're talking about Tam Chacham. It's a Tam Chacham for this, but not a Tam Chacham for that. Meaning, someone who is aware of the Isser to be with a woman close to her Vesa, but he wasn't aware of the Isser to pull out right away. And therefore, he's considered a shogeg in both cases. Rashi explains,
he knew that a person should stay away from his wife when it's close to the Vesas, to the time that she normally sees her cycle.
But he didn't know he has to wait till it becomes mace. The Havali Shogeg, Ashtem, is a shogeg for both. He thought he would be able to get it in that before it happens. It's called Emer Mutter. It's not called that Shari Tamil Chacham Hulazu. Shlohaya Lo Livel. He knew that. Shlohaya Lo Vesta. Vein Ze One Sela Shogeg. Considered a yediyah before he actually pulls out. Says Gemara, Rashi continues, "Vim Torah Mezid, who may be ilah samach levesta, ain zu kasha, shein karis v'chiyav chatas al samach levesta, ad shetitma, be ilah sat tmeyah, shogig, k'savi chalani level." It's considered a shogig.
Amarava v'tarvinhu v'tarvayu t'ninu. Both of these we have a Mishnah for, right? The one that's with a nida's next to a woman who becomes a nida. You're going to chayv chatas for both going in if it's close to the vasis and pulling out. We see this from a Mishnah, right? A regular case of a chatas for being with a nida is where a man is with a woman who was a nida to start with. The fact that one's going to be chayav for both going in and coming out is where a woman became a nida during it. That's a chiddush. That's what we're going to see now. Tavaru tininu, kenisa tanina. The chiyav of bringing chatas for the entry, that we learned in the Mishnah. Prisha tanina. And that of the chatas of pulling out. Prisha tanina, where he's finding this idea of the prisha of pulling out, the getani, because our Mishnah said, hayu meshamesh matorah, v'arma lo nitmesi, perish miyad chayav. Should await. Kenisa Tanina. We also learned that in a Tanina. It's also a Mishnah, which is found in Maseches Nida Undaf Yud Dalid. And that is that.
Nimsa al Shelo, says Rashi. That means Dam alamapa shekineach ba'acha tashmish. He has tashmish. And he sees that there's Dam on the towel that he used to clean himself afterwards. Nimsa al Shelo. Then Tameyin, the man and the woman are both going to be Tami. Rashi Shneim Tuma Shivahi, Mishum Nida, Vehu Mishum Bol Nida. She's Tami because of Nida, and he's Tami because of Bol Nida. So you see, there's a case a man can become a Nida if he's Bol Nida. The Vadai Ras Adam called them Beila, O Bishas Beila Tashmish. Tameyim v'chayovim mekarbon. So both, what's going to happen is, again, Nimsal Shalo, Tameyim v'chayovim mekarbon. You're going to be Tami and chayev to bring a chatas. Rashi points out, that means it's either the dam before or during and didn't notice what's going on over there. And they have to bring a chatas for this iser being with a nida. My lav is samach levesta. And is the Mishnah not talking about a case when she was samach to her vesas, v'akenisa, and it's talking about the kenisa? Right, so that we have over here that somebody who is with a woman who's next to her kenisa, her vesas, is going to be chayev a chatas for going in. For the Gemara, affect the Gemara on that. Amar Lei Ravada Bar Masa L'Rava Li'ola Me'Melech. I can say back, but Shlo Samech Vesta. Oh no, nothing to do with during the time of the actual Vesta. The Aparisha and the carbon has to be brought is actually about the Prisha. Says Rashi, Shlo Samech Vesta. Vakinisa Unus Vaprisha Hu Demechayev Lei. Kigon Sha'Amar Lo Nitmesi Upeirish Bekoshi. The Gemara Baruch Ha Nimsa Katani. Right, we already have that. But anyway. And if you want to say that, why do I need the Mishnah to teach that's going to be a chiyuv for pulling out? We already learned that. The other Mishnah, Rashi's Hachmas Nisan Deshavuos, our Mishnah, Ha'itzich Hashmina, no, that we still would need it. Right? We do need both of them because it's coming to teach me that Nimsa al Shelah, the dam is found on her cloth that she cleaned herself with, to Mayim B'Safik. They are both Tami from Safik, who determine a carbon. They're putter from bringing a carbon. And since we wanted to teach the din of where the blood is found in her, is Tananami taught also Nimsal Shalo. If the dam is found in his also, but right, even though we know this from our Mishnah over here, so we don't have the Mishnah. We don't have a Mishnah which is teaching us explicitly that it was Samach Levesta and it's talking about Kenisa. So now Ravina knocks out this idea. Amale Ravina Ravada, mi matzis lokum alahi. You want to see, we're going to explain that Mishnah and Nida, that it's not Samach Levesta, that Prisha, and it's talking about that it's coming out. But the Mishnah says that the dam is found on his cloth. And found implies that it happened only after the fact. Right? That first he found out that she became a Nida when he wiped himself, and he only found that she's a Nida when he wiped himself and found blood over there. Via Prisha, and if the Mishnah is talking about the case when he's pulling out, Meikaraki Parishle, then from the very outset when he pulled out, Meikara Havilidia, he must have already had known that it started, otherwise he wouldn't be Chayev for pulling out. He could only be Chayev for pulling out if he knew before that she became an Ida. If he didn't, he's called an Onus, since how was he supposed to know not to pull out? Amalei Rava, Rava says, Tsayis Mai Dekam Rabach. Listen to what your teacher is saying. Listen to what Ravina, your teacher Ravina, is saying. Rashi says, Ravina Rabach, the lo beprisha matzis leukma. You can't establish that he's talking about beprisha. Heichi matzis, how would you be able to explain that it's talking about kenisa? Rashi says, Amalei, heichi matzis leukma bekenisa. Datani Allah dahi nimsa al shalo vizuhi mitzvah saseh shabinida. Back in the Gemara, let's see it. Heichi matzis, how could you be talking about going in? The Tanya Lo, when it says in the Brisa about that Mishnah, Zuhi mitzvahs asay shabinida shechayev mela, this is the mitzvah say of Nida, that you're going to be chayev. Vehemi said, if it's really true that the chayev is for going in, mitzvahs lo sasehi. Right, we're saying here, Zuhi mitzvahs asay. That's a mitzvahs lo sasehi that you're going to be chayev, not a mitzvahs asay. Hamarlei, Rava says back, itanisa, if you learn that in the Brisa, then chasu tanihachi. So then just explain it, that it's lacking over here, and that it should read as follows. Right? Like a chisir mechzer of achitani. Zuhi mitzas losa se shabinida shechayavim alea. This is the case of when you have dam on the men's cloth, is the case of a mitzas losa se with nida that you're going to be chayav. Hayim isha, that you're going to be chayav. Right? Being with a woman who becomes a nida during the Tashmish is going to be chayav for a regular nida, lo saseh, if they began close to the vessels. If somebody was with a tahora, with a tahor woman, from a lo nitmesi, and she says, I became tamei, upeish man, he pulls out immediately, chayav, going to be chayav. Zui mitzvah saseh, shabbat nida. This is the mitzvah saseh of nida. So the Gemara ends with this and upholds Rava's raya that is talking about a case of samach levesis and talking about kenisa. Okay, Amar Mai. Perish me out, Chayiv. Pull immediately, you're going to be Chayiv. Hey, Chayiv, it's what you do not to be Chayiv. Amar Rav, who knows the Rav? No, it's Esetzi Panach Bekarkos. He should throw his fingers, yes, 10 fingernails, into the ground. Rashi says, Kloma Yamin Atzo Belo Disha Atchiyamas Aver. Don't move until the Aver dies. Atchiyamas Vituve, and then everything's going to be good. Rashi says, V'ashrav Kloma Zuhi Atovelo. This is something which is good for him. Amar Rava, Zosameris, this is teaching us, right, this din from the Mishnah, that one is not chayev when he pulls out when it's mace. Hamashamish mace, ba'arayos pater. One who is mashamish, arayos, us are women, but with a mace, he's going to be, meaning a mace aver, he's going to be pater. Disakatak the chayev, you want to say he's going to be chayev, if you think he's going to be chayev, Rashi says, then why over here would you be putter? If you would say that with this dead aver, it is in his serve here, so then hachamai timer putter over here, why would you be putter when he pulls out? Mishum de anasu, because he's considered anas when he pulls out, right? Since he first became aware of this, how that she's a nida in the midst of the tashmish, and they can't stay like that forever, what's he supposed to do? He has to pull out. So although this does technically over an iser against being with Anida, it's not done shogeg, but we're kind of stuck. Therefore, it's called onus. We should onusu. I onusu. So that's why if it's onus, ki perish miyad damin patar. And even when he pulls out immediately, he should also not be chayiv anasu. He's considered an anus. Rabbi says, nah. Li'olam e'malach re'altayom mishamish meis ba'arayus chayiv. Someone's mishamish with a meis with arayus is going to be chayiv. Ach, my time, pater, why are you pater? Mishum da anusu. Because here, this person is considered an anus. V'had amr, though you say, kiparish miyad, am I chayiv? Post that immediately, why should he be chayiv? So he's also considered an anus. Shahayel olifras ba'anus tamutis. He should have pulled out with the least amount of pleasure possible, perish by namaruba, but he pulled out with a greater level of pleasure, and therefore that's where he's going to be chayiv for. If that's true, then we find a distinction between the long way and the short way in reference to Anida. Right? If he pulls out the long way, it means he waits for it to become mace before pulling out. He's not going to be chayiv. And if he does it the short way, by doing it immediately, then he's going to be chayiv. Rashi says, chilik ben kitzar v'arukashim herich v'shah pater v'imperish v'kitzar v'klomer miyad l'havi chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv. Peep, turn the page. Yuchas v'meis v'anad b'mikdashtan. But we learn this idea of derech aruka and kitzar only by the mikdash. Says Rashi, v'anad b'mikdashtan v'havali l'misnei nam b'nida v'adah. It should have also said about nida as well, but it doesn't. And for the Gemara, really, there is an aruka and a katsar over here, but they're not similar one to the next. Rashi says, umishani mishum delo dama, they're not similar. The aruka dahacha pater. The aruka here, when you wait longer to pull out your pater, and that's katsara in the case of the mikdash, you pull out, you leave quickly, and you're going to be, leaving mikdash quickly, going to be pater. Katsara dahasam. Biksara dahacha, and pulling out quickly over here, chayav. Karuka dahasam, like the taking a long time to leave. It says, "Gomorrah Mishum Deladami." Aruka Daka Ksara Hasem, Fugadasam Ksara Dahacha. But really, that does exist. Maskafa Rav Huna, Vedra Rav Nasa. And he has a kasha on the Abai over here. Miyam Rabai Onasu. Did the Abai really say that somebody pulls out with a Aver mace is going to be putter? In the case of our Mishnah, because it's considered an Onus. Alma B'Shalosa Machavesta Kamerun. If that's true, then the Mishnah must be talking about a case where the tashmish happened when it wasn't close to the vessus. Simply put, because if it would have been during the time of the vessus, then he can't say, oh, it's on an onus. He can only say he's a shogi, because he thought that he could finish it before it actually started. Now, that would make him chayav achatis for whatever happens afterwards. Now, according to Abaye, that being with the aver mace is considered tashmish, then the act of pulling out, even within an aver mace is a separate maisa of tashmish, right? Just like when it's an aver chai. So it comes out that since he's considered a shogeg in reference to this, because he started when it was before around the time when it was her vesas. He's considered a shogig both in reference to going in and coming out, and therefore, according to Abaye, he should be chayav achatas even for pulling out, even if it's an aver mace. Since the Mishnah says that he's not going to be chayav for that, the Mishnah must be talking about a case where at a time that was not close to her vessus, which makes everything that happens afterwards an onus, except for pulling out, which is nothing you can do about, really. The Ha Abaye, and this is a Gemara. But it can't be because Abaye is the one who said in reference to the Mishnah that he's going to be chayiv two chatos, one for going in and one for coming out. Alma, b'samach levesta skidim. We're talking about samach levesta. Oh, we got ourselves a problem. That's the only case in which one's going to be chayiv for a carbon for going in, where it happened at the time that was not close to her period. Right? The verse is never going to be chayiv for going in because it's considered one. So Abaye's statement that a person in our Mishnah, they be chayiv for two chatos, one for going, one for coming out, must be, understands the Mishnah, we're talking the case where he did it close to the time of the vessels. Which one is it? It says, Gemara, ki yitmai Abaye, ba'al medin bar. Then when Abaye's din was said, it was said generally, but not in reference to the case of our Mishnah. Rashi explains, Kiyat by Abaye, when Abaye said, the Chayv Shtayim Ba'alma, he said, you Chayv too, it's Ba'alma. V'lava Mastisa, Dila Mastisa, to give it the Maflig Bain Pirish Ba'ifer Mesa, Pirish Bakoshi, he makes a distinction between her, it's Mesa Bakoshi, but Shalosam Lavesa, you must be talking about Salatsam Lavesa. The Hilkach Pirish Ba'ifer Mes, Potter, the Anasu, Pirish Bakoshi Chayev, Shu, Shahil Lifrosh Ba'an Amurat, should have waited. With the Amar Abaye Le'el,
Chayiv Shtayim, when Abai said earlier that you're going to be Chayiv too, Ba'alma Itmar Mil Sabat Be Nafsh, it's a separate statement he's making. Ba'alma Itmar Mashamish Matahor Besamach Vesta. He's just happens to be saying there's someone who's Mashamish with the Tahor next to the Vesta, Vishagig Biacholni Livol Varmalo Nitmesi, right? And he made a Shogig, and he thought that he's able to finish it. Varmalo Nitmesi, he said, I'm Tame Chayiv Shtayim, Vein Chilik Ben Perish Bakoshi, Le Perish Ben Mes. The Mishamish Mis, but Arayos Nami Chayav, Vizeb, Chilaso, Nami Shogig Bishtaim, Talmud Chacham, Lazu, Velolazu, Kid Ukimda, Nalan Aleph, the Lohavish Nezesi Chelev, Behelamecha is not considered two Zesim Chelev in one Helam. Boom. Now the Gemara comes and says, we're going to now go into where we learn this concept that a man who's Ever Chai pulls out that he's going to be Chayiv, right? Which is a need. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef ben Lekunya, Meir Rabbi Shimon ben Yosef ben Lekunya. Asar lebo neither minayim netar. Where do we learn that? Asar, a warning in reference to being with a woman who is a nida. Shakal kala. He took a little bit of dirt. Rashi says pieces were govim. He took like a thing of earth. Pasuk Bay, and he threw it at him. That's a Zargbo. Asar Labol Nida. What? A warning not to be with a Nida. Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikraf. It's very straightforward. A woman in such a situation, you don't come close to us. What are you asking? Ella, no, what I meant is Asar Lemashamish Matorah Va'amalon Itmesi Dol Nifresh Miad Binan. How do we say Miad? You know that I'm telling you that you don't pull out right away. Amechiski Amakra Usehi Nidasa Alav. The Pasuk says, the pasuk is v'im shachav yishkav ish osa. If a man is going to be with her with a nida, or see nidasa a love, then her state of see nidasa of nida will be on him. But tamei shivatsam him, and he becomes tamei for 7 days. Pashas is stirring up that someone is with a nida. He takes a tumah of the nida, and he's tamei for 7 days. So therefore, right? So it's like her tumah is on him. I feel Bishasti Dasa Tehei Alav. And we learn from this that even during the time of Anida, Tehei Alav be upon him, and always don't separate. Ask, right, stay with him, and that's what we're talking about when they're together. And Anida, don't pull out. Ashka Nasei, we found an Nasei about pulling out, right? Her Nida will be on him, is a Misasei. Lo Sasei Min Alav, where do we find a Lo Sasei about this? Amar Papa Amar Kra, Lo Sikrav, it says, do not come close. Lo Sikrav Nami Lo Sifrashu. You shall not approach, can also be understood. Do not pull out. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, Ha'omrim kravi lecha al tigash bi ki kidash ticha. Those who say, approach yourself, do not come near to me, for I will contaminate you. Says Rashi, krovi lecha amod be'atzmecha. Hold back right there. Stop there. Stop right there. It's a pasuk Yishayahu that Rashi says that the leitzanim are making fun of. Leitzanim ador ha'omrim lenavi. They were saying to the Navi, Amud v'atzmecha, stand over there. Al tigabi, don't touch me. Shlo atamecha, shata kadosh v'nitame, you shouldn't come tame, because I am kadosh, you're kadosh, and I'm tame. Kidashticha, to make sicha. And the lashon over here, of kidashticha, means the lashon of contaminating. Tanarabanan, ay. Now, we said that someone should stay away from his woman when it's Samach Levesta. Levestas. Tanu Rabbanan. Where do we see this? V'izadim is bnei Yisrael, mi tu ma sam. Rashi's v'hafrasha sam kamo v'yinazru. Right? So it means, you know, don't become tame. But you shall separate from bnei Yisrael as time they're being contaminated. You should separate Samach Levestas Vekama Rabba Ona. That's either the day or the night. Rashi says Ona b'Mesech Zidim Afurish O Yom O Laila Investa B'Yom. If you anticipate during the day, then you first call a Yom. V'Investa B'Laila, you first call a Laila. V'Achem Afurish O Mesech Zidim Aperik Ha'Isha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishon Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Nimshachta Shrecha. Kochi and a Porsche Misho Samach Levesta. Afilo Havion Lo Bunim Kibini Aaron. If he has children that are amazing like Aaron's children, Mason, they're going to die. Whoa. The Pasuk says, V'Yizartim is Bnei Yisrael.
mitumasam, the adava benidasa, separated B'nai Yisrael from their contamination, and the nida in her state of separation. The samachlei acharimos, and right after it talks about the concept of acharimos, shnei b'nei aharon. Smichas Apashas over there is pretty intense. Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Yochanan, call a parish me yishto samach levesa, and who separates his wife samach levesa, having no bottom is a harm, he's going to have male children. Nechsev lahavdil ben atami ben atahor, it says to distinguish between the tame and the tahor. Right, this is talking about things of what you're allowed to eat and not allowed to eat, tame things and tahor things. And v'samach le, Rashi zamavdil ben tuma letara, tele yishto zachar. Because after samach le, it says, ishto ki tazvir v'yol to zachar. A woman who conceives and gives birth to a male. So we see this concept of the pasuk saying about tuma and tara, and then isha kisir v'yalda. V'yalda zachar. V'shul ben Levi Omer, having lo banim ru'uyin lahora. He's going to have children that are going to be ru'uy to give psak. The pasuk says lahavdil u'lahoros. It says to distinguish between things that are tame and tahor, and u'lahoros, to teach b'nei Yisrael. One pasuk speaks of the idea lahavdil bein hakodesh bein hachol bein atami bein atahor, and then it says lahoros is bnei Yisrael is kol achukam ashadir Hashem elokei aleihem biyad Moshe. So we see if they'll be able to do that. There will be poskim. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan kol amavdil yain b'motzei Shabbos and who makes a mavdal with wine b'motzei Shabbos having the bottom zechar they're gonna have male children. The chesiv the pasuk says lahavdil bein kodesh bein chol to make avdala between kodesh chol luksev hasam lahavdil bein tamei ubein tahor, and it says in the pasuk that ends off of there to make a distinction between tamei and tahor v'samachlei isha ki tazri, and it says when a woman gives birth to a man. Those are two pasukim. Right, a pasuk it says lahavdi ben kosh ben achol uben atomi ben atahor, and then afterwards it says the concept of isha ki sazvia. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar banim ruin la'arav, but tapaskin d'chsev lahavdil ulahoros. Again, the same idea that we just saw before. Amar Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yefes Amar Rabbi Lazar. Call him a kaddish is atzam b'shas tashmish, and is a makdish himself during that time of tashmish. Right, says derech tzdias. Having lobanim zecharim, those children that are boys, shenemar v'iskadish them, v'yisem kedoshim, you shall sanctify yourself and you shall be holy. This samach lei, and right afterwards it says, isha ki sazuya, a woman should she conceives and gives birth to a boy, to a ben. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.